Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 14th of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon is planning to offer a credit card to US small business customers, furthering its push to supply companies with everything from reams of paper to factory parts, according to people with knowledge of the matter. The e-commerce giant has been in talks with banks including JP Morgan on a co-branded credit card for small business owners who shop on its website. Hedge funds that use artificial intelligence and machine learning in their trading process posted the worst month on record in February, according to a Eureka hedge fund index that's tracked the industry from 2011. The first equity correction in 2 years upended their strategies as once reliable cross-asset correlations shift. While computerized programs are feared for their potential to render human traders obsolete, the AI quants lagged behind their discretionary counterparts. The AI index fell 7.3% last month compared to a 2.4% decline for the broader hedge fund research index. Trump blocks Broadcom-Qualcomm deal, citing national security concerns. Both companies were ordered to immediately abandon the proposed deal, and the order also prohibits Broadcom proposed candidates for Qualcomm's board from standing for election. In a statement, Broadcom said it's reviewing the order, but strongly disagrees that its proposed acquisition of Qualcomm raises any national security concerns. Google and Ubisoft have today announced Agonis, an in-development game server hosting project. This project is powered by Google-made Kubernetes, which is an open-source system for building complex workloads and distributed systems. As Google notes, many video game servers are built with proprietary software. Agonis hopes to change that with this open-source system that will allow easy game hosting and scaling. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.